Shalom. This is Shelley Brim Oaks coming to you from beautiful Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where I am here substituting for my dear beloved mother, Billy Brim. She has been talking this week about prayer, about awakening our country, being awakened to God, and how prayer plays such an important part. And men, such names as Jeremiah Lampere, who was in the New York City district in 1857, and how he was so encouraged to pray, and the Lord blessed his effort, and the next thing you know, the area is changed, and there's awakening to God. And that very place where he prayed is now where the financial district of New York stands. And so thank God for our wonderful 2 days. And today I would like to pick up with the same theme and bring into your heart some things that are on my heart, some biblical times of famine and how the Lord answered prayer concerning for instance, Joseph. Oh, it was famine time during the time of Joseph, for sure. And I was just reading in my Hebrew Bible, where the English is on one side and the Hebrew is on the other, and I saw some marvelous things about Joseph today. So I'm excited about sharing those things with you. But first of all, I would like for you to turn in your Bibles, if you have them, to John chapter 20. And we'll begin reading with something about Jesus and what he said after the resurrection, the death, burial, and resurrection. Beginning with verse 19, it says, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, 'Now, friend, it's really important to know that the very first words that Jesus said to his disciples was not English.'" That's right. You and I know that. It may sound funny, but the impact of what he said to them will bless you today, and it ties in with our story with Joseph. The first thing Jesus said in his resurrected state as he stood before them was, "Shalom. Shalom Malechem." And that word shalom means peace. The peace that comes from being made whole. Nothing broken, nothing missing. In other words, Jesus is saying, "I bought it all for you. I bought your I bought your salvation. I bought your healing. I bought anything and everything that the devil would try to oppress you with. I bought it all through my shed blood. And now I give you the good news, shalom, wholeness unto you." And so knowing that, this will bless you when we read about Joseph today. Now remember, Joseph had been in prison, wrongfully so, and biding his time. And chapter 41, verse 18, Joseph is called unto Pharaoh because Pharaoh had a dream, the leader of Egypt, and he had heard that there was a man who interpreted dreams. And so that was Joseph, and he was summoned to the presence of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said in verse 16 to Joseph, quote, "I dreamed a dream, but no one can interpret it. Now I hear it said of you," that means Joseph, "that you comprehend a dream to interpret it." Verse 18, Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, quote, "That is beyond me. It is God who will respond with Pharaoh's welfare." And so in my little Hebrew book here, I'm reading the commentary of the ancient rabbis, and this is what says in verse 16, when it says, "That is beyond me," One of the rabbis said is, Joseph is saying, the intent is that Joseph humbly gave credit to whom credit was due and acknowledged that the powers ascribed to him were not his own, but God. And so it is God who will respond with Pharaoh's welfare. And so it goes on to say by another rabbi that they interpret this as Joseph's prayer. Now take note of that, that they interpret this as Joseph's prayer when he answers Pharaoh. It's God who will respond with Pharaoh's welfare. In other words, as I look into the Hebrew and I see my little Hebrew letters, I see the Shem, I see the Lamed, I see the Mem, and that's the word for Shalom. In other words, Joseph is saying to Pharaoh, it is God who will respond with Pharaoh's Shalom, with Pharaoh's wholeness. Whatever will make you whole financially, whatever will make you whole in your peace of mind as a leader of this country, Egypt, whatever makes you whole, it is God who will answer with wholeness. Now, if that just made, I don't know about you, but that just made me so thrilled that the same words that Jesus said in his resurrected body to those disciples, Shalom, are the same word that Joseph said to Pharaoh, Shalom. And not only that, as you look into the Hebrew, there's the word Shalom, but there's a little two-letter word before that. And it's Aleph, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and Tav, the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Aleph, Tav. And it is a two-letter word that there is no definition for it, except it's all the depth, the richness of the following word. All the treasures, all the wisdom, all the revelation, all the goodness, the Aleph, the Tav, the completeness. And so that two-letter word is before the word Shalom. So what the impact is, again, this is Joseph speaking to Pharaoh, Aleph Tav Shalom, Et Shalom, all of the completeness of peace unto you, all the wholeness of peace unto you. What Joseph was doing was releasing words. The creative power of words. And because he released those words, the result was that Egypt was blessed, that Egypt did have a plan and an interpretation from God on what this dream meant. And by being obedient to it, it brought great blessing to their nation. Now, last night I was with a friend, a dear friend, whom I've known for about 7 months, and we were studying this, and the Lord began to give this friend a revelation about Joseph. And so it fits in right here, and it's called The Day of Open Storehouses. We'll begin reading with Genesis chapter 41, verses 55 and 57. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, Go unto Joseph, what he saith to you, do. Now, folks, doesn't that thrill your heart to know that here is Pharaoh giving a commercial to Joseph? And here Joseph had spoken earlier to Pharaoh, Shalom, wholeness to you. The answer's going to come. And Pharaoh believed it. And he told his people, he said, whatever he tells you to do, you do it. Now, doesn't that sound like another familiar passage of Scripture in the Gospels? Remember the very first miracle that Jesus performed in Canaan of Galilee? And they had run out of wine. What did Mary say? That's right. She said, whatever he tells you to do, you just do it. Whatever my son Jesus tells you to do, you just do it. So we see that Joseph is a type of the Lord Jesus. And so Here we go, back to Genesis chapter 41, verse 56. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians, and the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all the countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands. And then Genesis chapter 42, verse 1 and 2. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, Why do you look one upon another? And he said, Behold, I have heard that there's corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. There is no doubt that we are living in amazing times. Each day, our secular media is filled with the news of another crash on Wall Street, or the closing of another bank or big business. And no matter where you look in the world, be it Sydney, Tokyo, Moscow, or London, the economic picture is said to be worsening to catastrophic proportions. In other news, politicians and researchers are puzzled and seek answers as to why our planet is undergoing such alarming changes. The earth is quaking like no time ever recorded in history, and violent storms are striking like never before. Even today on AOL reports, scientists warn of irreversible changes. In Copenhagen, hundreds of leading scientists warned Thursday that global warming is accelerating beyond the worst predictions and threatening to trigger irreversible climate shifts on the planet, saying there's no excuse for inaction. And we know that there are changes in our, whether you believe in global warming or not, we do know that this earth is groaning and going through a travail. But we see in Luke chapter 21 where our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, said that there'll be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations. Jesus said this almost 2,000 years ago. Isn't that the truth? With perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, and folks, they're beginning to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So these are the times of lifting up our heads with faith and love, and knowing that on this broadcast we love you. If you want to call and write, we are Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can write at 1-800-972-3447 for our radio offer. This is Shelley Brim Oaks. We look forward to tomorrow, where we'll be continuing talking about end time famine and how the Lord supernaturally, through Joseph, has brought shalom to Egypt. How much more through Jesus Christ, He'll bring shalom to you and us. God bless you.